So glad you tuned in for another podcast. Hey, and I believe that this is like going into season 4, podcast 1. So this is cool. Really, really cool. Anyways, talking to you this morning about your self-talk. Nothing new. Talked about it plenty of podcasts before. But literally seeing this play out in my daughters is so beautiful. So I don't just talk and tell you like, hey, you should do this. This is a great idea. It's like, no, you know, I don't want you to forget that I'm also a parent. I have 2 beautiful little girls. My one little girl is about to turn 10 next month and my other one just turned 13. And so I am going through this alongside of you. Yes, of course, I'm much older than you, but I am still witnessing this in my daughters. And there's all sorts of things in our house that we practice on the daily. And we get to see the fruit of those things when we execute them well. And one of those things is self-talk. One of those things is making sure that we don't speak negatively over each other, over others, over ourselves, that we choose to tame our tongue. We choose to be more thoughtful before we speak because we understand that our tongue can speak life and it can speak death. So before I get into this a little bit deeper with my daughters, I wanted to share a story where there was a study done, and it's a couple years ago. They took 2 plants, 2 of the exact same plants. And of course, they watered them and took care of them. However, to the one plant, they just spoke terrible things over this plant. They were like, you're ugly. You're not going to survive. You're not productive. You produce nothing. You're worthless. And to the other plant, they spoke words of life and encouraged the plant. You are so beautiful. You are growing. You serve purpose. You are great, right? So every single day, they would speak words of death, negative words to the one plant, and to the other plant, they would speak words of life, all positive words. The plant that they spoke negatively to, remember, they watered it the same. It was in the same location in the building, same amount of sun. Everything was exactly the same, except for the words they spoke to it. The plant that they spoke negatively to ended up dying. It completely died. The other plant they were speaking positive words to was thriving and growing. And it is a fantastic, fantastic example that God Himself, Jesus Himself, said that we have the ability to speak life and the ability to speak death. And everything that is living, we can speak life into it or we can speak death into it. That's pretty heavy. So making sure you understand, are you speaking death into your own life? What are you saying to yourself? And it's even in those moments where you might be just taking a test and you're getting frustrated and defeated and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't do this. Like, I can't do this. And you want to give up. Those are the moments that matter the most. Those are the moments. Just hold your tongue. Be quiet. Be silent. Don't say anything at all. Yes, feelings of defeat, feeling of despair, frustration, confusion, those emotions are going to come. That's part of being a human. But how do you handle those moments? What do you do in those moments? How do you respond? Try your best to be quiet, to seek the Holy Spirit that lives within us all. And inside, even if you're in the middle of a test in a classroom, just be silent and silently pray, Holy Spirit, I need you. I need your wisdom. I need your knowledge. I need your understanding. I need confidence right now. I need you to help me through this moment, versus giving up, telling yourself that you're stupid, you're dumb, that you can't do this. Be very cautious of the words that you're using, the words that you're speaking. They matter so, so much. It's the same thing when you're angry with someone in your household. Hold your tongue. Don't call them names. Don't label them. Don't say things to them that you may regret later. Just try to walk away. Hold your tongue. Tell that person, you know what? I'm just going to leave the room right now. I just need some time. Because I'm telling you, the more you learn to control your tongue from saying things to yourself and to others, you will become more enlightened and empowered to do the right thing. 9 times out of 10, when I am frustrated with someone and I walk away, within 5 to 10 minutes, I am completely calm and chill. I'm back to my right state of mind, and I can go back and have a productive conversation versus me responding in anger or frustration to this person and saying things I don't mean, saying things that I can't take back. Don't forget to take a break. Don't forget to understand that your words hold such power. So keep that in mind as well as when you're looking in the mirror, right? That you're not talking negatively towards yourself. That's always been a really tough one for me throughout most of my life, is I notice it's when I'm looking in the mirror, I'm like kind of picking myself apart and I'm saying all these little things. And over time, they continue to be how I feel every day versus looking in the mirror saying, you are beautiful. You are strong. You have purpose. You're worthy. Today is going to be an incredible, an amazing day. Even now, me understanding how important words are and what power they hold, I'm still having to remind myself sometimes to hold my tongue and not to speak words of death, words, negative words over my life. So I want to share that with you today. I wanted to also share my experience with my daughters of doing this more in our home and really just eliminating all of that negative talk. Of course, my daughters are in school, and of course, there's subjects at school that they don't necessarily love. And so sometimes they come home with homework and they start getting a little frustrated, right? Because maybe they thought they understood it, but as they start getting into the homework, they don't really remember how to solve the problem or whatever it might be. And so you can kind of start feeling from them or watching their body language of this feeling of defeat, and they're becoming discouraged. But one thing that has really changed in our house is that they're more silent in these moments than they are speaking words of death or negativity over the situation. And so when we notice that as parents, we just immediately go over to them. We're putting our hands on their shoulders and just immediately start praying over them and reminding them that they are intelligent, that they are smart, that they can do this, that they can solve the problem. And it's been so amazing to watch the self-control that has come from this activity that we've now made a part of our life, and how more successful we've been. The girls are exceeding in school. They are doing so great in school. They are overall just more happy, more self-esteem, more confidence. And they truly just have learned to peel away at these layers that the world tells us that we're not good enough, or that we're not capable enough, or we don't look a certain way. Therefore, we're not worthy of something. And they've literally just smashed all of that. They are truly standing tall, knowing that they are what God says of them. They are not what the world says of them. They're what God says of them. It's been such a beautiful transformation. And just the language overall in our household, and of course outside of our household when we're doing things together, is just this overall, like, just they're beaming with light and in confidence in everything. It's kind of just spilled out everywhere. And it's so beautiful. And that's why I can tell you firsthand, this works. This works. Is it easy? No, it is not easy because you have to retrain your brain. You have to be more mindful and catch yourself before it actually leaves your tongue. That's why I'm saying tame your tongue. Think before you speak. Take a moment. We get so wrapped up in speaking so quickly and responding to people so quickly that things just roll off our tongue before we even give it much thought. And the training of the mind and the mouth is challenging, but it is definitely possible. You just have to start with being more mindful and taking more time to pause. And again, ladies, girls, I am much older than many of you, I'm sure, and I am still learning this, and I am still practicing this. And so again, it's not easy, and sometimes I fail, and I have to just reevaluate, like, why did I say that? And call myself out and hold myself accountable. But things are becoming easier, and things are becoming better, and we're watching all these beautiful and positive things come because of it. You're always rewarded for training. You're always rewarded for discipline. Things in life will not be easy, and those are always the things that are the most rewarding. So today, even if it's just today, you just start today. Today, I am going to only speak words of life. I am only going to speak positive words about myself and about others. Try it. How well do you do? Check in with yourself tonight before bed. And then if you didn't do so well, that's okay. Tomorrow's a new day. You're going to wake up and you're going to try it again. And if you continuously do this, you will watch your life transform right before your eyes. And the beautiful Holy Spirit that lives and dwells in all of us will start shining radiant light out of you, and you will become your most beautiful self from the inside out. And I guarantee you, people will notice a change in you. But way better than that, you'll notice a change in yourself. God bless you. Have an amazing day.